Okay, thanks.
I start the recording.
Okay, thank you. I think we can start. So in this presentation, I'm going to give a status update of the software upgrade implemented in ONAP. And my colleague James will give a demo presentation about the software upgrade. So I'm going to talk about the resource upgrade use case and also the service upgrade use case. And I'm also going to talk about the extension point. And at the end, we'll have a demo of the upgrade. So the software upgrade use case in ONAP, mainly we have two different use cases. In the left, this is a software upgrade of a single XNF instance. So with this upgrade, we are only upgrade the software version inside the XNF. There's no impact on the interface with ONAPs. And the second case, which are on the right side, with this one, we are not only upgrade the software version inside the XNF, we're also updating the ONAP templates. So this is what we call the ONAP schema update. And with this one, that the difference is the ONAP will have the latest version of the XNF software functions. So including his counters, alarms, young models with the new functionalities. So ONAP will have the capability to manage the XNF based on the new data model. So the left one, which is the resource level upgrade, is only upgrade the software version in the XNF. This is a good case if we only want to do some bug fix, for example. But if ONAP want to manage the ONAP as well with the new versions, and you need this service level upgrade use case. So this is the resource level upgrade procedure we implement in ONAP. For PNF resource upgrade, we call the in-place software upgrade scenario. We have three different scenarios supported today in the ONAP implementations. So we have this using direct netconf interface, which is this one, to talk with the PNF. And we also have using Ansible protocol with EM, the external management system. So which will go this way and go this way. There's also another use case is using netconf yarn interface with EM. So it will go this way and go this way. This is a different scenario. It really depends how you implement. And then for VNF, there's old APSI-based VNF in-place software upgrade procedure, but it's discontinued. And there's a new one, which is called using CDS, self-service API, to support the VNF software upgrade. But this one is not complete yet. It's still planned. CNF software upgrade is under discussion. There's nothing yet. So the extension point for this one, if we look at the software upgrade, that we have two aspects. The first aspect is that we can extend the current functionality without any code changes. That's including we can support any different PNF type. So you can provide a new onboarding package, which onboard a new PNF type and do the run the same software upgrade procedure and do the upgrade in the PNF. In the other way, that you also can reuse the generic PNF software upgrade workflow defined in the SO, but you can change the protocol between the PNF and the ONAP, or you can define the different APIs, or you can define with or without the EM. So all of this can be defined using CDS blueprints. So this also doesn't need any code change. It's just when you do the onboarding, you provide the different blueprint scripts. The other aspect is that this upgrade procedure also can be extendable with some additional new code. So for instance, we can extend it to support different XNF type. So for instance, the VNF software upgrade is under deployment. So, but it's quite easy to be supported. And this, the customized software upgrade workflow is also can add additional building blocks to support different upgrade tasks. And also the protocol between the PNF or VNF and ONAP can be extendable. Today, we only support NetConf and Ansible, but the more protocol can be supported if it's needed. So the resource upgrade workflow, this is the main upgrade workflow we have today in the SO. And we have the PNF health check, which only do the health check. We have the PNF preparation, which do the health check and download. So this is only do the downloading in the PNF. And another one is that we have the upgrade. This is a full scope of this upgrade. So you do pre-check, you do download, then you do the activation and you do the post-check. So this, the way we split the workflow is that an operator can do the download in a separate time because the download may take time. And then he can run the upgrade in the maintenance window because this may request a restart of the PNF node. And when he runs this upgrade workflow, he also needs to run the download, but nothing will be downloaded because inside the download building blocks, the logic is that if the software is already available in the PNF, nothing will be downloaded. It will just return say it's been downloaded already. So the last one is the VNF software upgrade workflow, which has a pre-check upgrade and the post-check. It doesn't have download, but this one is not complete yet. For service level workflow, this is a generic service level workflow we deployed in SO. And this one has four different building blocks. It has a preparation, upgrade, update and post check. Preparation is only try to compare to the two different models. So you have the new service model and old service model. It will try to compare to see which resource inside that service model need to be upgrade. And then when he run the upgrade, it will call the corresponding resource level upgrade workflow. So if it's PNF, it called PNF software upgrade. If it's VNF, it's called VNF software upgrade workflow. And we'll run the software update inside the node itself. And after that, we will do the updates, which will update the template reference inside the ANAI entry. So then after that, the software has been updated and also the ONAP template has been updated. And the post check is just the final step to verify if everything is okay. So in here, I try to compare the PNF software upgrade procedure with the O1 specs. So we know that in O1 spec, they have defined multiple requirements. They have this inventory, downloading, active pre-check and activations. And inside each requirement, they have a different detail requirements. All of this that we implement in slightly different way in the PNF, because we only have four different building blocks. And actually this pre-check and the post-check is not defined in the O1 spec. So this is something extra we implement in ONAP. And the main one is this download and activations. And inside the download, this is the SO building block we call download and activation. But inside each building block, you can have different actions to proceed inside. And each can be defined based on the PF type. So it can be corresponding to the requirement from the O1 to perform like a downloading, integration check, integrated check, and progress report, for example. And in the activation, also you have activation, data migration, and the fallback in case if there's a failure. So everything is implemented inside. The basic principle is that we have a generic workflow to perform the download, but the detailed subtask can be defined based on the PF type, based on the PF data model. So it provides a lot of flexibilities for the operator to define the detailed steps at onboarding procedure. No code is need to be changed with this procedure. So here I'm giving an example of how this upgrade is done. So for the single PF instance upgrade, the precondition is that we have a PF package onboard, then we create the PF resource in the SDC, then add the blueprints and create a service with a single PF inside. So the SDC catalog is going to look like this. Then we run distributions, we do the service instantiation, then one entry is created in ANAI. Later on, when the new software version is available, it's delivered to the operator. Then the operator at a certain point will run the PF software upgrade procedure. So this is a basic step of the software upgrade procedure. At end of this procedure, the PF entry in ANAI is updated with the new software versions. So this is a single PF software upgrade. And I'm going to show the service level upgrade. What is the difference? The precondition is same as before. So also you have one service instance with single PF and you have the instance running. So later on you have a new package and software available. So you need to perform the update of the PF template inside SDC. Then you update the service template, do the distribution again. And in this time you run the service level upgrade workflow. At end, the PF has been upgraded to the new software version, but also the template has been updated, which pointing to the new templates of the SDC. So that's basically my presentation. And now we are going to show the demo. And the demo has four different parts. So we have a ONAP system. Then we have one service instance in the system running. It's called the service ETE. And inside this service, there's a two PF instance. One is called the PF demo and PF demo one. So at the beginning, we just query an AI to see what's the status of the service instance. And we'll see it's in version 1.0. And the two instances, one is in version 1, one is in version 3. And then we're going to show the second part, show onboard a new package and update the PF resource template and update the service template and do distributions. And the third part, we're going to show how to run the upgrades in the runtime. And we'll run this service level upgrade procedure, which we'll call the PF software upgrade procedure to upgrade each PF instance. At end of the demo, we're going to query again to see that service instance is in 2.0 and the PF, both PF instance is in 4.0. So that's my presentation. And now I'm going to hand over to James. James, can you, yeah, I'm going to stop, how to stop.
I think I've done it.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see my screen now?
Yeah.
Right. We will begin by looking at the service template in SDC. And if we go to composition, we see that there are two PNFs in the template. And both of those are on version 1. Now we'll go to the PNF in the onboarding catalog. And create a new version. And we'll be selecting a new CSAR package with an upgraded software version. Now going back to the home screen, we'll select the demo PNF, check out, and update the VSP. Now if we check the properties assignment, we see that the software version is 4.0. And in the inputs, we need to manually update the default software version to the 4.0 also. Now we can check this back in. And now we can go back to our service template. And update both PNFs in the template to 2.0. Once both have been updated to 2.0, then we can certify the template and distribute. Now that has been distributed, we'll begin by getting the service model from ANAI. And we can see here for the ERIC service, we have two versions available. Now if we fetch the service instance, we can see that the model version ID matches version 1 in the model. Next, we will mount the two PNFs in the network and check the current software version on each. And we see here that there have been previous software upgrades done and the current version is 3.0. And when we fetch the data from ANAI, we see the same. Now on to the second PNF. And we see that this just has one version, 1.0. And again, when we fetch from ANAI, the current version is 1.0. Now we'll execute the service level upgrade workflow. And we can see in the body of the request that our target software version will be PNF 4.0. Also note the model version for the service instance is 2.0. In the response, we get a request ID back. And we can use this ID then to fetch the orchestration status. And we can see from the response that the target software version was set to 4.0 and that the status is complete. Now let's look at the BPMN engine logs to show the different stages of the workflow. First we have the pre-check. And we can see here that the PNF is PNF demo 1. And software version 4.0. The next stage then is to download the network software. And again, the same information is passed through. Third step in the workflow then is to activate the network software. And finally then the post check. So this runs the same health check steps as the pre-check. And then at the end of the logs, we see that the upgrade was completed successfully. This is the same response that sent back through the orchestration status. Now if we check on the two PNFs again, we should see the new target software version applied. So you can see here the activation is completed. And when we check the data in ANAI, we see it's been updated to 4.0. Now on the second PNF. Again, the new software version with status activation completed. And software version has been updated. Now if we fetch the service instance again, we see the model version ID has been updated, and this should match the second version in the model. That concludes the demo. Thank you.
Thanks, James. So I think we still have 3 minutes left. Is there any question that we can answer? Okay, if no, I think thanks for joining this presentation. And I think we can close the bridge. Thanks, everyone.